a very disappointing night here in Ballymena, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. For one, we weren't good enough for minute one. Whatever reason, I don't know, we didn't turn up tonight. And they seemed to want it more than us, which disappointed me more. They were hungry, they were chasing, they were working harder than us. I say, you don't, at times, we're going to lose football matches, but there's a way to lose football matches, and we disappeared out of the game tonight. Wasn't good enough, and you know, in the end, we're probably thankful that it was only probably 4-1.
And we get off to a good start, 1-0 up. And you know, that makes it even more annoying, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But even when we did score, it was against the run of play. You come in, you scratch your head, you're wondering where the performance went from Sunday and the energy to a performance like that tonight. So we've got to take it on the chin. Hugely disappointing. I feel sorry for the fans who turned up tonight. They backed us on Saturday, travelling on Sunday. You know, they're always backing us, and so I feel for them tonight, and I'm sure, and rightly so, I'm getting a little bit of stick, and the players are getting the stick, because we certainly fully deserve that tonight. It wasn't good enough.
You made a point there of going over to the fans at the end.
Yeah, you know, I always do. Win, lose, or draw. I say probably more so tonight, because, you know, I feel they're hurt. And with a performance like that as a manager, you know, it's my responsibility. I pick the players, I put the team out, and you try and get them ready for the game. And obviously it wasn't the case tonight. We weren't good enough, as I said. And say we got to bounce back on Saturday, as much as it hurts. And we hopefully get our act together on Saturday and get some points back on the board.
As poor as tonight was, you know, it's all about character and bounce back ability from here, and you'll be looking for a major response from here, won't you?
I certainly will, and I told the players that. It's not acceptable. And thankfully there's a game 3 days that we can hopefully put this to bed and get some points on the board against. It's going to be a tough game against Ballymallard. They're in decent form, so it's a game that hopefully we can get the wins there and perform.
You're in the job a year, I think, on Friday. It's not the way to celebrate a year in charge, is it?
No, certainly not. I thought we were getting on top of things with our attitude and our performance, but that puts you back to square one at times. And as much as you can change, you can only make three substitutions. I think at half time I was probably wishing tonight you could probably make about 8 or 9, because I probably could have took anybody off. But as I say, the players, we need to regroup. They're disappointed. They've let themselves down. They've let the club down. But it's about, you said it, bouncing back. We bounced back before last year when I've been in the job. It's about bouncing back again on Saturday, and hopefully we can do that.
They're a good side, and they showed that tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they're a good side, and they're the top end of the table for a reason. They're big, strong, physical. They're organised. They know their jobs. I'd say they were better than us tonight, which disappoints me.
I'm sure there'll be a big crowd of blue men and women there on Saturday to see the response on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope so. Cheers, Andy.